This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're tracking several natural disasters around the world today. An earthquake struck southwestern China. NPR's Melissa Block is in the province that was struck, and she tells Morning Edition today of people fleeing into the streets as buildings shook. They're the lucky ones. Elsewhere, many buildings collapsed, including a primary school with hundreds of kids inside. More than 7,000 people are reported killed. We're also tracking the aftermath of a cyclone that struck Myanmar. A U.S. aid flight has finally been allowed in, and NPR's Tuahli Saikautau watched as that plane left Bangkok, Thailand.
This is the first flight that the U.S. has been able to get into Myanmar more than a week after the cyclone hit. This particular plane is one of the smallest aircraft. It's only carrying 28,000 pounds of relief supplies, basically 2 pallets of mosquito netting, 2 pallets of water. And, you know, they know that this is a small amount, but they're hoping that the Burmese government will allow in more flights. There are 2 more flights expected tomorrow, and they're hopeful for more.
Let's go next to the place where aid is being sent. We've reached Andrew Kirkwood, the head of Myanmar operations for Save the Children. He is inside that country. And Mr. Kirkwood, at this moment, when the outside world is being allowed to help to some degree, can you just describe what you've got available on the ground in Myanmar and what's lacking?
For the last week, we've been able to procure enough food, shelter materials, plastic sheeting, some clothes, etc., to get out to the affected areas. So far, we were able to procure locally enough to get to 100,000 people who were affected by the cyclone. But having said that, I mean, it is very important that additional supplies are now starting to arrive in the country.
You're saying that you were able to go basically on the open market and buy some emergency supplies and get them out to people.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it's important to note that the private sector here is going the extra effort of getting factories up and running as soon as possible and selling items to relief agencies at cost and just above cost.
Oh, very interesting, given that all the news coverage or so much of the news coverage has been on the government and its apparent lack of action. Has the government encouraged the private sector to get involved in this way?
Absolutely. As I understand it, certain of the larger private sector companies have been assigned specific areas. So I know that they have been encouraged, yes.
Well, now give me an idea, given that some aid then appears to be flowing from your perspective. How does that aid compare to the size of the need? You say you've been able to help 100,000 people, but we do seem to be talking about many hundreds of thousands of people here.
We estimate that up to 2 million people have been affected. So 100,000 people, we're very, very proud of that achievement, but it's a small percentage of the overall number. 2 days ago, I estimated that 10% of the overall affected people had received any assistance. I don't know what percentage that is up to today, but it is much higher than it was 2 days ago.
Can you describe what you or your colleagues at Save the Children have seen as they've moved out through the affected areas?
2 days ago, I had the chance to fly over a large part of the affected area in a helicopter, and the scale of the devastation is just immense. In some places, as far as one could see on either side of the helicopter, is still inundated. However, even where it is completely flooded, there are pockets of high ground, and there are people in these pockets of high ground. They're still hanging on. In fact, on Saturday, when it was sunny, there were plastic sheeting out on the ground, and they were drying what looked like rice from the air. So it's definitely not too late to help a lot of people.
Repeatedly, we've heard in recent days the warnings of what's described as a second disaster, many more people dying because of the lack of assistance. Do you fear for a second disaster, given what you have seen over the last few days?
Absolutely. We got a boatload of supplies down to the very southwestern part of the Delta 2 days ago, and all of these people are gathered in monasteries in crowded conditions, and experience tells us that disease is only a matter of time. So we really need to get more medical assistance down there and then eventually get these people back out into their homes.
Do they have homes to get back out to?
For many people, they're starting from scratch. But, you know, once the first month or so of this emergency relief goes, we're all going to have to turn our attention as quickly as possible to getting people out of shelters and back to their homes, because this is where, you know, they're going to be able to rebuild their lives.
Andrew Kirkwood is the head of Myanmar operations for Save the Children. He's in Yangon, the largest city. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.